This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, folks, to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Jeff Sandu.
Topic of the day has been, should social media companies police the content on their platforms? This is after Twitter have published their rules for world leaders, including what types of tweets won't be allowed. The Post doesn't discuss the actions of any specific world leader, but the company have said it wanted to better explain why it makes moderation decisions when reviewing controversial posts from political figures. If you'd like to join the conversation, you've got about 10 minutes left. 018-789-8899 is a WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio.
So Benji's joined the conversation. He said when social media platforms start to police content, freedom of speech goes out the window and PC culture starts to grow. Admins need to be brave to balance it, else their platform will become a ghost town like Tumblr.
Very true. But it's only in the last, really since Obama wanted to get as president that we start to see this politicization of social media, right?
Yeah.
And they did it very, very well.
Yeah.
Of course, now it's been stepped up to an entirely different level.
Very well, too.
Very well done.
Yeah, so again, is this from which side of the coin you're taking a look, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it goes back to the Hong Kong protests as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what do you consider that? Is that, you know, protesting in their freedom, their rights? Or is that, you know, a danger to, you know, to the society itself, right? Because you're getting mass amount of people who are on the streets. So, you know, it's which side of coin you plan to look. So when you police something like this, it is very risky.
Right. Of course, it is lunchtime. And as such, we should probably try and sneak in a food story.
Yes. So this is what I want you to do. If you're listening to this right now, you should open up your calendar and then head over to the 4th of November on your calendar. And then you realize, oh, it's a Monday and I haven't actually scheduled anything yet because it's a couple of weeks before the 4th of November. And then you realize from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you actually don't have anything really important that you got to do. So what you should do is you should then mark down your calendars and then head over to bfm.my/takeaway because we are having our food and beverage event, which is basically, I think this is like the third edition of our takeaway series. Now, this time around, it is for the dreamers and the doers of the food business. So this will be more or less your one-stop source of what you need to know on how you can start your own F&B business, the strategies that you need to grow. And, you know, we've got guests from a variety of different sectors in the F&B in terms of how to design your menu, and then from cafe owners to fine dining chefs as well, right? And we will dish out topics from making it big on social media to licensing and also franchising. So if you want to find out all about how to start your own F&B journey, whether you're looking to start a new cafe or if you want to go a full-size restaurant, or if you're aiming to be the, you know, Malaysia's first Michelin star restaurant, you should definitely come over for the Enterprise, for the BFM Takeaway, which is happening on bfm.my/takeaway. It's happening on the 4th of November at Connection at Vertical Bangsa South. Some of the speakers, you may have heard them before on our show. Kwame Ray, she's the senior editor of Good Foodie Media. We've got Kylie Yon E, he's the branding expert at Pow Ideas. We've also got Michael Bovell, he's the retail general manager at Common Man Coffee Roasters. Andrew Lee, the founder of VCR. We've got Chin Ren Yi, he's the co-founder of My Burger Lab, My Boba Lab, My Pizza Lab, all the My Labs, right? So, you know, we've got all these kind of great speakers from various different kind of sectors. And the big names, of course, you know, we've got like Darren Chin, he's the founder of DC and Breath, and, you know, and Darren Teo, the founder of Dewakan as well, will be on stage to share information about what you will need that you can take away to start your own food and beverage business. Now, if that's got you a little bit hungry,
salivating, Jeff, already.
Yeah, salivating, and you want something more food related, if you want to go and grab some food, the Fried Chilies team, they're actually organizing the Cyberjaya Makan Best Festival 2019. That's happening actually this Sunday on the 20th of October. So one of the things that they're really trying to champion in this event is like, you know, just getting like, you know, the best Kuih legend or the curry pup heroes of Klang Valleys. And, you know, we've always talked about, you know, how we should brand Malaysians' food. And, you know, we did a whole video about it on you know, on a documentary about it. But the beauty of it is that there's this dishes or you know, a tea time snacks that we've had ever since we were kids, the curry pups, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we should brand these kind of as a Malaysian thing. So if you want to experience some of the, you know, the best curry pup heroes of Klang Valley, you should just go and check it out. The admission is free. It's happening in Cyberjaya. So you just go up to friedchilis.com for more information on that.
There we go, ladies and gents. It's pretty much time for us to wrap up for the afternoon. I hope that's made you hungry. Do go out there this weekend, of course, to the Fried Chilies event over at Cyberjaya. And takeaway is?
It's on the 4th of November, bfm.my/takeaway is your go-to place.
There you go. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It will be up. Our topic of discussion today was, should social media companies police the content on their platforms? We had a bit of a discussion about that. Then we moved on to...
We talked about a couple of companies who are creating great workplaces with a great global culture.
And then if you're feeling hungry and if you want to start your own F&B business, go on over to bfm.my/takeaway.
Up after the 1 o'clock news is the Breakfast Grill replay. Bitter partisan battles between the Republicans and Democrats have dominated US President Donald Trump's first term. Will the political stalemate continue to stymie US policymaking? The Breakfast Grill discuss the state of US politics and look ahead to the 2020 elections with their panel of guests representing both sides of the aisle. Nathan Blake, Deputy Attorney General, Iowa Department of Justice, and the Honorable Chris Jensen, Mayor-elect for the city of Noblesville. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu and Frida Liu, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station. Have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.